Japanese male office workers experience simulated menstrual pain. Olive oil is the most shoplifted item in Spain. And a victim was scammed by a fake paralegal at a Burger King. These are the weird stories for Wednesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the world. Yee-hee! Japanese male office workers experience simulated menstrual pain. That's right. Male office workers at a telecommunications firm in Tokyo have experienced simulated menstrual pain. They did this in order to help them become more sympathetic toward their female colleagues during International Women's Day, which just took place. How sweet of these males to volunteer to be lab rats in order to become more sympathetic toward the plight of women on their periods. Now, you're probably wondering, how did they simulate the period menstrual pain? Well, it says here the pain was generated through something called a perianoid device that sends electric signals via pads placed in the lower abdominal region in order to induce the cramping sensation experienced by women during their period. So they place these pads just below the navel, and they send these electrical signals to stimulate the lower stomach muscle, inducing spasms and cramping sensations. We have a quote here from a 26-year-old named Masaya Shibasaki, after using the device, said, "I couldn't move. It hurt. It hurt to the point where I couldn't even stand. Now I understand women have to work while fighting this pain every month. It's amazing. It is quite amazing that women can do that. I really respect them. I respect them too. I mean, I can't imagine having to work in that condition. I always thought it was odd that women aren't allowed just to go home and relax for a few days that time of the month. Sometimes you know, I'm in a store or I'm at a restaurant, and I know that there are certain times of the month where the individual that's working there, the woman that's working there that's serving me or helping me in the store, is actually bleeding right in front of me. Now, I can't see it, but I know it's happening. In addition to the bleeding that's happening right in front of me, they're in pain. And I'm thinking to myself, why do they have to work like this? This is just so stupid what we do here. There's no need for it. Just send them home. Lay on a pillow. We'll see you when you're back up and running again, when you got your energy back and no pain. When the bloating goes away, when the tender breasts go away, when the mood swings go away. Do I really want to be at the behest of a wait staff that has mood swings anyways or has irritability? No, this is a lose-lose situation for all parties involved. Just allow them to go home and rest. Pay them, please. Now, this company in Tokyo, where they have more than 90% male for their workforce, wanted to create an environment where the male employees could be more supportive of their female peers, including when it comes time for them to take menstrual leave. Oh, they get a menstrual leave in Japan. Did you guys know about that? Companies in Japan are legally required to allow women to take menstrual leave. This is great. I think every country should do this. It says, however, there is no requirement for the time off to be paid, and surveys showed around half of female workers never even take it. I assume because much of it isn't paid, should be paid. According to the statistics, about 44% of women in Japan do not take any time off during their period, even when they are in some serious pain. 35% of the respondents in Japan with health problems related to menopause stated that they will continue to work without time off, no matter the pain, no matter the symptoms. I sort of like the steps that this company is taking to allow the men to experience this sort of period pain so they can be more empathetic. You ought to give it to the CEO, though. The people in charge need to be hooked up to this device. So that then they can just tell the women, no, go home. You go home. I know what it feels like, because it sounds like only half of the women are taking advantage of this, the period work break, so to speak. And more of them would feel more confident to take that leave if their superiors were sort of urging them to do so. This is just my opinion. I don't know how it would play out, but I find all of this very, very fascinating. And I think some of these Japanese workplace procedures like it's an operation. Procedures should be inculcated in the American workforce. I really think this would be great in other countries as well. I don't know. What do you guys think about this? Call the show. I'd love to hear from some women as well. 646-450-2012. Olive oil is the most stolen item in Spain these days. Apparently, olive oil is very valuable. It's become the most shoplifted product in supermarkets across Spain, with organized criminal gangs targeting this liquid gold to resell on the hidden market. Oh, black market olive oil deals going down. Hey, you want to buy some of this extra virgin? Hey, it's extra virgin. Yo, I got that oil, B. I got that oil, B. You want some of this oil, B? Yeah, I got gallons. I got drums of oil. How much you want to pay for this drum of oil, bro? I'll deliver this drum of oil right on top of your salad, bro. Apparently, it's gotten so bad, the shoplifting of the olive oil in Spain, that supermarkets have begun chaining together large 5-liter bottles of olive oil and padlocking them to shelves in order to prevent theft, while other stores are fitting the bottles with security tags that have to be removed by the staff. Spain is the world's largest producer of olive oil. Did you know that? I had no idea. But Europe, apparently, has almost run out of local supplies after extreme weather damaged the harvests for a second year in a row. Global production of olive oil is expected to fall to 2.4 million tons, according to the International Olive Council. Ooh, the International Olive Council. Imagine working for them. They probably have amazing tans, I'd imagine, the individuals on the International Olive Council. Just amazing skin. It says 2.4 million tons less than last year's harvest, well short of global demand. The global demand is 3 million tons, so they're coming up short, with shortages happening across the Mediterranean. Similar thefts of olive oil at stores is also occurring in Greece. Consequently, the price of olive oil has more than quadrupled in the past 4 years. In Spain, shoppers who paid less than $5 for a liter of high-quality extra virgin olive oil 4 years ago are now seeing prices climb as high as $14. We have a guy named Alejandro as a marketing director, a security company that carries out surveys of supermarkets, told him that the thefts were driven not by hunger, but by organized gangs seeking to make a profit off of scarcity. In fact, in just December, police in Spain and Italy arrested 11 people and seized more than 5,000 liters of adulterated olive oil after breaking up an international gang that allegedly sought to profit by passing off cheap oils as more expensive equivalents. Well, that sounds like it wasn't exactly a well-oiled criminal operation over there, guys. Hey, come on now, puns for days, puns for days. Now it says here that security guy claims this is very unusual for an essential food item such as olive oil to rank so high up on the theft list. Olive oil is the only one that could be considered a food staple. The other items that are ranking high on the theft list are Iberico ham, cured cheeses, razor blades, and booze. Now, I can understand the theft of that Spanish ham. I mean, it's amazing. I've only had it one time, and oh my goodness, it was so damn good. They really make ham over there. They're really doing it. I don't understand the theft of these razor blades, though. What's going on over there? Is a razor blade shortage? It says here, olive growers and companies that press olives into oil have also been targeted for their oil, with thieves stealing tens of thousands of liters of their products. It's a very, very sad situation. I really love olive oil. I would hate for it to disappear, as it seems to be doing. Apparently because these olive trees are dying with this boiling warmth of the planet we got going on here. And you can't exactly replace olive oil with a cheaper oil, not in certain instances. I'm not going to dip my bread in canola oil. I will not dip my bread in the canola oil. You cannot make me dip my bread in the canola oil. I will not do it. It is an insult to my Mediterranean ancestors. I will never dip my bread in canola oil. You take that canola oil, you know what you do? You put it in your car, you stupid. Yay! A victim seeking a legal divorce was scammed by a fake paralegal at a Burger King. So sad. This story is out of Texas. Apparently, a man has been posing as a car salesman and a paralegal, and this shady individual scammed three people out of $21,000, according to the authorities. He's 41-year-old Jesus Lopez. Lopez apparently impersonated a salesperson at a small dealership and requested $1,500 from a customer for a Chevy Impala. The victim reported to police that after some time, they went back to the car dealership and spoke with the owner, who informed them that Jesus Lopez, the man he gave $1,500 to, didn't even work at the car dealership. So that's scam number one by Jesus Lopez. I'm rather surprised he pulled it off. I don't know how you can put on a suit and walk around a car dealership showing a customer the various cars. I'm wondering if they even had the keys to let the customer do a test drive. Customer clearly didn't test drive it, I assume, because I highly doubt Lopez had the balls to go into the office and get the keys as well. So just meandering around a parking lot at a car dealership with a potential customer, and none of the employees thought that was odd. No one at any point, including the manager, was like, hey, that guy isn't on our salesperson roster. Do you recognize that fella out there that's clearly selling a car to somebody? I mean, maybe it was after hours, all right? Maybe. Yeah, I'll sell you a car. Meet me at midnight at this dealership. Oh, the poor customer had no idea. Meeting at night at the car dealership didn't raise a flag of any sort. Okay, so now for the Burger King incident. We have here an individual that was seeking a divorce lawyer who met Lopez at a Burger King. According to the police, Lopez told the person he worked at a local law firm and requested $500 as the initiate divorce proceedings fee. A month later, the person met with Lopez again at the same location, where he requested an extra $2,500 to continue with the divorce. 2 weeks later, the victim met Lopez again at a Burger King. This time, Lopez requested an extra $2,500 for legal services, and then Lopez later requested $800 from the victim, according to police. The divorce-seeking victim gave Lopez a total of $6,300 for what turns out to be false services. How sad. This guy thought he was ordering a divorce, instead ordered the impossible lawyer with a side of scam. I don't know how you can fall for this. You know, attorneys don't typically conduct affairs at Burger Kings. They have this place called a law office. I don't know if everybody's aware of that. You would think you wouldn't have to tell people this, but apparently you do. The victim eventually went to the Mission Police Department to file a report against Lopez. During this time, Lopez agreed to meet with him again to return the money, but never showed up. The victim provided screenshots of their conversation with Lopez to the police. Man, you know, I want to feel bad for this person, but you're at a Burger King when your lawyer knows the bathroom code by heart. Come on, man. Like, snap out of it. When you're sitting there trying to process a divorce, and then the guy's like, hey, in addition to my legal advice, did you know that here at Burger King, you can get unlimited refills of any soda? And it's totally free, bro. It's totally free. Now sign here. And you can write the check out to Jose Lopez. Isn't it Jose Lopez Law Office? No, just Jose Lopez. Come on, man. At fast food places and restaurants, that nice man at the Denny's helped me refi my mortgage. That was so sweet. I got some great health care from a fella at a McDonald's as well. All right, it doesn't end here. There's a third victim. Oh, so sad. This is called the fake jailbait incident. Apparently, Lopez met with a third victim who was trying to bail her son out of jail. Lopez met with the woman at her own residence. He again impersonated a paralegal and said he worked at a local law firm. He requested over $6,000 to bail the woman's son out of jail. She reported to the police that she asked for a receipt, but Lopez did not provide one to her after the transaction. A little late. Lopez then met with the victim again and said her son could not be released from jail due to some citations. He requested an extra $1,132 for the citations and $6 to release the impounded vehicle. Additionally, Lopez met with the victim at a later date. A later date? You keep meeting with this clown. and said he had acquired a job for her son. He charged the woman an additional $180 to buy uniforms for the woman's son at his new job. Come on, man. This guy is just like being allowed to completely push the envelope into the most irrational operation possible. I got him a job. Hey, by the way, I found him a girlfriend, and gonna need $250 for him to take her out to IHOP. I mean, where does it end? These people. I mean, where? I don't want to make fun of people for being dumb and deluded, but come on. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. We don't need another weird news. Come on, guys. The Thunderdome theme song? Who's into it? Who likes Mad Max and the Thunderdome? I like the very first two movies, the original Mad Max and then Road Warrior, I think are the best. I know a lot of people like that last Road Warrior. Eh. I don't know. Maybe I'm just an old guy. I really like the earlier films. I'm getting off track here. I'm recording this outro, and I had a couple things to say. Oh, first of all, okay, here we go. Now we're on track. I have here a lovely 5-star review on Amazon by Cheryl Reen. She wrote, "Love this guy. Cheryl Reen loves me, guys. Isn't it nice when you're loved by Cheryl Reen? It makes recording a podcast in a closet not so bad when you're adored by Cheryl." Cheryl wrote, "Comedian Jonesy delivers the weird news daily. He's funny in the delivery, makes up great little ditties that I find myself singing along to, and starts my day with a smile." That's it. It's such a short, sweet review. I just love that. Thank you so much, Cheryl, for taking the time to give me this Amazon review. You guys can help out by giving me a review on Amazon. I love it. I'll read it. I'll give you some love on the show. You can leave a review also on Apple Podcasts. It's also known as iTunes. And Spotify allows you to give 5 stars. If you're listening on Spotify, please consider doing that. These are all helpful things that you can do for your pal Jonesy in my endeavor to continue to produce this podcast 5 days a week in a closet. Not sure how much longer I can do it, guys. I'm about to keel over in here. But you can support the show. You can keep Jonesy going by visiting the official website, weirdafnews.com. And you can support the show by making a PayPal donation, buying Jonesy some coffee to keep me caffeinated. Or you can join the Patreon as well. That's a lovely way to show support for the show. If you would like to email me and say hello, introduce yourself, maybe send me a nice weird news article that you came across, it's funnyjones@gmail.com. The phone number here is 646-450-2012 if you'd like to leave a voicemail, if you have an opinion on any of these stories that I've covered this week. And my Instagram is @funnyjones. Please follow me. Okay, that's enough. Thank you.